You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is episode, 22? Episode 22 of the Spicy Dividend podcast. Today, the trades of all trades occurred in the individual portfolio. You see the title of this episode, Stupid, 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 but I could not be any happier. Let's talk about it right now. And we're off. So, if you follow me on Twitter, which is at DGen Dividends, D-E-G-E-N Dividends, no space, no underscore, anything like that, at DGen Dividends, you know the structure of what I did today, but let's start from the very beginning. So, the portfolio right now, the individual portfolio, the one that I concentrate the most time on, is down to four holdings. That's it. Just four. I had a completely massive sell-off today. So, what are the four holdings that remain? VYMI, which is Vanguard's International High Dividend ETF. VYM, Vanguard's High Dividend ETF, US-based. Noble, NOBL, which is Dividend Aristocrat ETF. And PCI, PIMCO's Dynamic and Credit Income Fund, Mortgage Credit Income Fund. So PCI is 1,000,000,000% over bloated right now in the portfolio. So this is probably one of the dumbest things I could have possibly done with the portfolio. Yet, I am so happy, and it makes me feel so much more satiated with the portfolio. So why is this? Okay, so I'm going to click around just so I have every transaction correct here. So I'm just looking at my E-Trade homepage right now, going to transactions. So here's every single position that I sold off and for the amount that I've sold it off. I sold Realty Income Corp for $6,600, Main Street Capital for $5,500, GOPI Gaming and Leisure Properties for $4,800. If you've been a follower of mine, you know I love GOPI. It's gone. I sold my Reeves Utility Income Fund for $1,700, and I sold my VRP, which is my preferred preferred ETF. This one did not last in the portfolio very long, and I'm not very surprised by that. But I got $1,000 for that. So every single monthly position, plus GLPI, I sold off and I put it into PCI. It ultimately ended up being like $19,000 worth. So I have an absurd amount in PCI right now, which is, for those who don't know what PCI is, it's a closed-end fund. It yields around 8%. And right off the bat, you're giving me warning signs saying that is idiotic and it's got to be such a garbage holding. But, you know, for how high their yield is, they have not paid return of capital. Well, technically, it's 0.3 cents. Actually, it might be less than that. It's like 0.0003. Is it 0.003 or 0.0003? Either way, it's less than a third of a penny return of capital for having an 8% yield that pays monthly. And they've exceeded expectations by actually giving out a boost in UNNI, which is unit net investment income. So basically the excess income that they have, they didn't distribute. Closed-end funds always give out till the end of the year. So they had a special distribution. They normally pay 17.4 cents, and they gave a special distribution of 45 cents. So I made a lot of money on that. Imagine if I had all these shares when I had that special distribution. It would have been absolutely insane. It would have been in the $600 range. But PCI is now $34,000 of the portfolio. Portfolio right now is at $48,200, and the value of PCI is at $34,700. So let me give you the exact percentage, because it is well above 50. It's above 70, I believe. So 34,705, we divide that by the total portfolio value of 48,202, We are at 71.9%, 71.999. So let's just make it. PCI is now 72% of the portfolio. In no way, in no how, on any universe would I ever recommend anyone else to have a portfolio where PCI is 72% of it. Maybe unless you're like retiring, but no way would I recommend this to anyone. Really stupid, right? Well, I gotta be honest, I'm really happy with it. So why am I happy? Why did I do this trade? So as you can imagine, I'm getting a ridiculous amount of dividend income now. So how much was it? So before I executed this trade with all the positions that I had, before I sold off everything, my portfolio was averaging, okay, averaging $216.75 a month. Averaging $216.75. Now, with how the portfolio is set up, from PCI alone, and again, I'm going to drip it, I'm going to reinvest it, I am guaranteed, assuming they don't cut or anything, I'm guaranteed $238 a month. And if the distribution rate continues, and I keep dripping, I will be at well over $250 every single month after a year of just letting it drip. That's awesome. This is kind of why I did it. Look, I'm a cash flow investor, right? I want the dividends. Kitty! I don't know if you can hear the cat crying downstairs. But I am a cash flow investor, right? So, look, to me, $48,000, that is a shit ton of money, okay? 48 grand is a lot for me, a lot. And you might be saying, well, then this is even more stupid of a move because it's quite risky. But to me, I'm looking at it like, look, I want the cash flow. If I'm putting 48 grand into this thing, I want some damn cash flow. To me, 216 a month on average, which means factoring in the quarterly payments, it's not cutting it. I feel like I should be getting a higher return for my money if I'm putting so much into it. So, and again, it's not like I have all 48K in PCI, which would be something special, but now I'm going to be getting by the end of the year, just letting it drip. Who knows? Maybe I'll put more into it. Who knows how my mind works sometimes? I prefer not to, which I'll get into later, but I'll be getting 250 every single month, and that is awesome. So if you exclude my rent payment, which I give my wife because my wife paid for the house, if you exclude my rent payment to my wife that I make every month, I could cover all of my recurring expenses because I have no car payment, I have no student loans, I have no debt, essentially. Technically, I don't own the house, so I have zero debt, but I count that as a debt because I pay it every single month. But my recurring payments, so my car insurance, my cell phone bill, my internet bill that I pay for the house, my gym membership, all of that is now covered from PCI. If I wanted to, obviously I'm not doing that, I'm letting it drip. But to me, that is substantial. That is definitely substantial. The entire portfolio started at around $300, and now it is yielding $238 a month minimum. So that's not factoring the average. So why else do I like this move? So in my brain, at least the way I'm thinking today, first of all, consolidating is awesome because, yes, PCI is very risky. The other three are not risky at all, at least in terms of investing in the market. Not risky at all. Dividend Aristocrat ETF, a high dividend ETF by Vanguard, and an international dividend ETF by Vanguard. No, if you're investing in the market, that is the quintessential type of investments you want to be doing, okay? Completely passive, don't got to worry about it. Vanguard's really good handling their ETFs, and then the Dividend Aristocrat ETF Noble, I don't have to worry about that at all, okay? So the only fund I have to worry about is PCI. Don't get me wrong, it is risky. There's a reason it yields so high. And just to give an example of that, I looked at every single holding they held in their recent document that they put out. So this was as of September 30th, 2019. I looked at every single holding that they have. And let me tell you, it is a butt ton of holdings. And, you know, 1% of their, just a little bit over 1% of their portfolio. They have sovereign bonds in Argentina and Venezuela. I don't know if you checked Venezuela, but I think the yield, the rate that they are getting for the type of investments they have in Venezuela are north of 70%. Because they are so crappy rated. Venezuela is a country of ridiculous hyperinflation. They owe so much money while only having like $11 billion USD equivalent in their government bank reserves. So obviously, this is below junk bonds, okay? So PCI holds risky stuff. They also hold a lot of solid stuff. So they have a ton of holdings. If you want to entertain yourself, just look at it. PIMCO Credit and Dynamic Income Fund, ticker symbol PCI. You can go on PIMCO's website and download the list of the holdings. An absurd amount of holdings. The percentages range anywhere from 2.5 all the way down to like 0.001%. They just hold a lot of stuff. So I like the diversification. A lot of it is corporate bonds. So it kind of works in a mini inverse of the market, which is why I really like it, while paying such a fantastic 8%+ yield. It's currently at 8.24% based on the market price right now. With all PIMCO funds, just because people treat them as current income funds like I do, you have to pay a really good premium for these half the times. And right now it is trading at a ridiculous premium of 10%. I would never recommend anyone buying CEFs, closed-end funds, for a 10% premium. You want to buy at near book value or a discount to NAV. Net account value, net asset value, whatever. So yeah, it's very interesting. So the other thing that I like about this is that I only have to look at PCI, but now that I've heavily funded my, what you want to call, compounding machine, my cash flow machine, my ATM, now that I heavily funded it, I don't got to worry about it. Yeah, maybe if it drops significantly or if I come into some miracle gambling win or something, maybe I'll put more into it, but I really don't. I really don't want to put any more to it. It's completely funded and it's way overbloated at 72%. So now, every single deposit that I make and every single purchase I make is going to be going into stuff that I wanted to be holding on to for the longest time now, right? Stuff that any common dividend investor would be holding on to. Vanguard dividend ETFs and a dividend aristocrat ETF, okay? It just makes everything so much easier. It's so much more streamlined. And you know what? I'm just tired of doing the individual research. I'm sorry, the research on individual positions. It's just a pain in the ass. Let's be real. It's a pain in the ass. You can make it as simple as you want, but let's be honest, the more simple you make it, you're not doing real good due diligence on it, right? If you want to go the whole Warren Buffett method and really dive in the stocks, you're going to be reading pages upon pages upon pages of stuff that you don't even understand. You can try and you can convince yourself that you understand it, but half these stuff you just don't understand, okay? You're going to be getting in industries you have no clue about, okay? It's like people that work in like, I can't even give an example. It's like if you're like a, I don't know, if you're like an accountant like me who's completely never done drugs in their life, and you just invest in tobacco, you invest in Altria and Philip Morris, you don't have a goddamn clue about the tobacco industry. You never smoked a cigarette in your life, yet here you are investing in an individual tobacco company, and you read up and you're like, oh yeah, I read everything, it sounds great, but you don't have a freaking clue. The marketing ads don't affect you at all. You can have a topside view of it, but you have no idea how the industry reacts to certain things. You can convince yourself all you want, but you have no idea. So I just want to get into the ETFs. It makes things a lot easier. So now that PCI is bloated and my dividend machine is already bloated and it's going to be coming and giving me nice payments and it's going to be dripping really quickly. Every single month's going to be $1.50+, and at the end of the year, it's going to be north of $2 every single time in terms of adding on to the monthly payments. So now I can just strictly fund these ETFs, really raise these positions. So I bought a little bit of VYMI, Vanguard's International High Dividend Fund. I bought a little bit of that today. That is one that I'm going to definitely be increasing. So here are the current account values in terms of positions. So I already gave you PCIs at 34,000. NOBL, Noble's Dividend Aristocrat ETF, that's at 6,120. VYM is at 4,130. And then VYMI is at 3,200. So I want to jack that VYMI up as quickly as possible. I want the international exposure up as soon as possible. This is a position that I'm going to be building as fast as I possibly can. Whenever I get the money to fund it, I'm going to fund it right into this position. I don't care if it's expensive. This is a position I need to build. And that's another thing that I really like about how the portfolio is set up right now, is because, like, I don't care if it's expensive. I really don't. This is positions that I really want to build and build fast. I don't care if they're expensive. I need more of it in my portfolio. It needs to represent a higher value. So it's kind of forcing my hand, which is something that I need. I need to stop overanalyzing, overthinking. Look, this is the portfolio. Deal with it. Buy the ETFs and just deal with it. So hold on 1 second. You're going to hear me in the background yelling. Hey, hey, what? What? I'm right here. Jeez. That is not our cat, by the way. I'm just babysitting it for my wife's friend who is on a business trip. So yeah, it's forcing my hand investing into these ETFs now. Hello, kitty. How are you? Are you going to sit here and cry all the time, or are you going to shut up? All right, you're lucky, you're adorable. So it forces my hand in a good way. It makes me just buy these ETFs. I'm going to have to buy them quickly because I have a 72% gorilla in the portfolio that needs to be tamed. So let's get the better positions up to snuff. It forces my hand by doing so, and it's going to make my portfolio stronger in the long run. Look, you know, I'm not the biggest yield on cost guy, but I am missing out on a lot of total return by not having market ETFs. And finally, I'm going to get some exposure. Now, look, I could be buying the very top right now, and then Iran nukes us and the stocks go to zero. Whatever. Okay, whatever. I'm going to do what a normal investor should do. It doesn't matter if the market's at highs. You're playing the market long term. So just buy the market now. Buy as many positions as you can, as quickly as you can. Yes, the yield on cost plays a factor when you buy early, but not if you have, you know, a small amount of capital like I do. So let's just get the total return, and we can sell it for a higher yielding position in the future. And, you know, the future might be 15, 20 years down the line. Who knows? Maybe it'll be 10 years if I hit the lottery and invest early or something. But that is where the portfolio is at. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Spicy Dividend with the portfolio update, the trades to end all trades. The portfolio at four positions right now is just absolutely crazy. Again, if you want to follow me on social media, at Twitter, it's at DGenDividends. On Instagram, it's at Degenerate_Dividends. And yeah, that's it. Hope you enjoyed episode 22. See everyone in the next one.